very much indeed, investment director there at Standard Life Investments.
Thanks, David. It's 6 minutes to seven. More now on the situation in Iraq, and Kurdish forces have been taking over positions vacated by the Iraqi army after Islamist militants took over the city of Mosul. Tens of thousands of Iraqi soldiers fled the advance of the fighters from the Islamic State of Iraq, or ISIS, abandoning their positions along territories disputed between the federal government in Baghdad and the semi-autonomous Kurdish region in the north. Kurdish forces have filled the vacuum in hundreds of positions across Iraq. Well, George Richards is an expert on Iraq and the Middle East, who's just returned from the Kurdish regions. He's in our London studio now. George, where does this new insurgency then leave the Kurdish region?
Good morning.
Hi.
I think the situation for the Kurds is looking increasingly rosy as they've extended their territory now significantly into what had been, as you said, the disputed territories around Kirkuk in particular, and have taken control of large swathes of the vast gas resources that are around there and have long been coveted by the Kurds, who also see that part of the world as symbolic from a spiritual sense. Kirkuk is in many ways one of the true homes of the Kurdish people. So the speed with which they've managed to capture these areas and defend them in the face of ISIS and the ex-Ba'ath party officers who seem to be flooding the rest of central Iraq has taken many by surprise, especially in the Baghdad government, and now sets up the Kurds as in many ways a bulwark against the Sunni Arab extremists.
Yeah, you say that, but I mean, they may be in de facto control of these areas, which are out with those that were negotiated originally. But does that mean that they can hang on to them, as it were, under international law?
The international legal position is likely to be against the Kurds on this point, but the strength of the Baghdad authorities to countermand the actions of the Kurds is certainly far from certain. And the longer that the uncertainty reigns in central Iraq, the more likely it is that the Kurds will retain that de facto control. It doesn't seem feasible, I don't think, at the minute for the Baghdad government to be giving orders to the Kurdish regional government to withdraw while it's still unable to command its own forces with any meaningful strength.
We saw these atrocities and the pictures of massacres that ISIS has deliberately put out into the public sphere. Now, that seems aimed at further undermining Iraqi military and their morale and their will to fight. Will it have the similar effect on the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters?
I think that's unlikely. The Peshmerga, as you say, the Kurdish term for fighters, was long associated with the irregular forces of Peshmergas in Turkey, the PKK-type fighters, who were guerrillas wearing drab fatigues and carrying Kalashnikovs. But since the creation of a formal autonomous region in northern Iraq for the Kurds, the Peshmerga has been centralized, reorganized, is now a ministry of the Peshmerga, and these are extremely well-disciplined, uniformed, well-equipped forces. And as I said, the speed with which they took Kirkuk and the surrounding provinces is testament to the military strength of these forces. So it's a very different question, and I think the answer is adamantly in favour of the Kurds being a long-term, strong political military force inside Iraq, and that's in stark contrast to the performance of the federal Iraqi forces in the face of this onslaught.
What about the tensions within the Kurdish area in Iraq then? Because politically there had been tensions, hadn't there?
That's right, especially in recent years, the rise of a third party, Goran, has unbalanced the traditional coalition between the two main clans, the Barzanis and the Talibanis, in the Iraqi Kurdish region. But this conflict seems to be beginning to paper over some of those cracks. And now the Iraqi Kurds, in the interests of national security and national unity, seem to put aside their differences. So we may see a lot of the recent political instability in northern Iraq, which is beginning to worry some people that there might be a new descent towards unrest and possibly even civil war. For now, that seems to be swept under the carpet.
Will there be a diplomatic offensive on the part of the Kurds to get the rest of the world community on side, as it were, and to see Kurdistan, the Iraqi Kurdistan, as a sort of safe haven?
The Iraqi Kurds have typically been very wary of overstepping the mark, especially as regards overemphasizing their own autonomy within Iraq. And so while they have done things like enter into trade deals with foreign oil and gas producers, apparently in contravention of international law, where those deals ought to have been entered into with the Baghdad government, the Iraqi Kurds have always been very wary of making too much of that.
Okay.
So I think in terms of political offensive, they're more likely to sit on the territory they've acquired,
sure,
and just wait for time to pass.
Okay. George Richards from London, thank you very much.
FM, 810 medium wave, and on digital radio, BBC Radio Scotland.
It's 7 o'clock. It's Monday, the 16th of June. This is Good Morning Scotland with Bill Whiteford and Julian Marles.